This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. Here on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO. I know that typically, I think it's on Wednesdays, Jason DeRussia, Drive Time with DeRussia, who didn't have a show today because of the Twins-Angels game. He typically, I think that he and producer Dan Cook, have a segment entitled Enough. And it's basically where they talk about things that they are just over, that they are just tired of, that they've had enough of. And you as listeners get a chance to vent, rant, on the text line about what you're over, what you have had enough of. And I think about that word enough. And it's been just kind of on my mind the last few hours because of all the stuff negatively that we as a country have been dealing with gun violence here locally and nationally, political violence. And unless you've been living under a rock and aren't aware, we've had another tragedy today with the news that broke hours ago about Charlie Kirk, the super popular conservative commentator who was speaking at Utah Valley University, who was assassinated, who was shot and killed while talking to the crowd, a large crowd, dead at the age of 31. And it saddens me that I sit here and I think about how can we improve as a country? How can we calm and lower the temperature across the board, not just in terms of politics, but in terms of like reining in people killing people? And I'm going to tell you what I did a little bit over an hour ago, and it just makes me sad at the responses. I tweeted out, when will America say enough? And that's just an honest question. When will we say that, you know what, the things that we're doing with political conversation, political assassinations, just gun violence in general, when will we say, you know what, it's not worth it, this does not make us great? When will America say enough? And listen to this. These are some of the responses. Never. This is only going to make gun advocates more vocal and gun nuts more nutty. More guns equal more of this. Next person. Never, unfortunately. Next tweet. Henry, I'm 64. I've given up hope that will happen in my lifetime. Next person. When each shooting stops, resulting in massive profits for the lobbies. Next person. Gun control? Question mark. That toothpaste is already out of the tube. You can't stuff it back in. To say that we are in a dangerous place in this country is, of course, a massive understatement. Regardless of whether you like the person speaking or not, everybody knows that you do not assault people. You definitely don't kill them. You were told when you were little kids, keep your hands and feet to yourself. But right now, a lot of people just don't want to exercise that. And look, this is the reality. There's a lot of unknowns to the story because this is so fresh. The latest is that there's a person of interest that's in custody. You might have heard that just a few minutes ago with the CBS special report. And we'll be tracking this information throughout the evening. But my goodness, man. This is a never-ending story. This is never-ending. It makes me sick to my stomach. It makes me sick to my stomach when it's people that I adore, appreciate, and love. It makes me sick to my stomach when it's people that I don't like because I don't view them as good people. But nonetheless, they're living their lives. When will it end? It saddens me that even raising that question, that people respond never. Like, it will never end. It will never, ever happen. (sighs) 651-461-9226. How are we responding to this in this moment right now? Like, the Annunciation shooting is fresh in our minds. We're still dealing with trying to grapple with that. We had the political assassinations of the Hortmans. I feel like, Chris, that we are on a treadmill. And every single day, I typically get on a treadmill, a physical treadmill. This is a treadmill I want to get off of. This is a treadmill that I want to get off of. I do not want to be in a situation where I feel as though when every single American wakes up every single day, that they are just playing the lottery with their lives. That when you send your kids off to school, good luck. That when you have people that are going out to speak, when they are going out to speak on college campuses, you guys have heard me talk about this before. As a proud graduate of Morehouse College, that Martin Luther King Jr. went to, that Spike Lee went to, that Samuel Jackson went to, with a lot of different individuals, men, black men went to develop their conscious views on the world, politics and otherwise. We understand what it means to speak out, to talk about what you believe in, to debate. You don't have to hate Charlie Kirk or love Charlie Kirk. But Charlie Kirk was a human being that had a wife and kids and was 31 years old. And no one had the right to take him away from his loved ones. No right. That's not debatable. Don't dispute me on that. And I'm not sitting here like I'm some fan of his. But people can miss me with all of the, he had it coming. Look at what he spewed. Stop. But I am at a loss of words for thinking about how are we going to, like, how are we going to get better at all? The temperature for violence politically in this country is beyond a 10. It's somewhere it should never be. And it sickens me. Your thoughts to this, it's still breaking news because we're still trying to digest all of it. With Charlie Kirk being shot and killed today at the age of 31. 651-461-9226. Your reaction next here on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I think that we should all be in the same, I guess, category, feeling-wise, of just having enough of this. Charlie Kirk killed for, let's be honest, his politics, how he views his country and the world. And none of this is okay. We talked about this and talked about this, and it continues to happen. 651-461-9226. And another quick note before we get to the phone calls here is that there's also like a school shooting that has just recently taken place today, and that's gotten pushed to the side because we're all fixated on this story. Like, so there's a lot going on. And it's all bad, and it's all sad, and it sickens me. Let's go to Ben in Blaine. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing well. And first of all, I just want to say I do in no way condone the actions that happened today. And absolutely nothing justifies it at all. But when you are being pushed down and lied to and pushed down and lied to, and there's an individual who sits up in an ivory tower and is lying straight to your face and smiling while he does it as your world falls apart, are we really surprised?
I'm not surprised, but none of it justifies murder.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. And I'm not insinuating that's where you were going. We're in a dangerous place. And I'm not going to sit here and act as though that the person that resides in the Oval Office hasn't incited a lot of this.
Yeah, we're driving divisions.
No question.
It's really odd because, you know, my best friend is very staunch Republican, and I'm a moderate, so both sides can hate me. But and we get along just fine. Mm-hmm. We have completely different views on a lot of things, but I've never thought about shooting him, and he's never thought about shooting me. So I don't get that. But again, it doesn't surprise me, unfortunately.
Thanks for the phone call from Ben and Blaine. Look, I think that if we're going to have this conversation, we have to be genuine about the conversation. That we're seeing more and more political violence, and it's been created because of certain people in this country that we all know who they are, have incited this, have taken it to a level. And it's not okay. And when we hear people talk about, you know, the temperature and calming it and doing this, that, and the other, like, across the board, it should be everyone. It shouldn't be just on, you know, Republicans. It shouldn't just be on Democrats. It should be across the board. And I think that people have to look in the mirror and be honest with that. They have to look in the mirror and be honest about people continuing to push the line with regards to being violent. Whether it's tweets, whether it's truce, there's a lot of things out there that are just unacceptable. Let's go to Jim and Hastings, allegedly Jim and Hastings.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of things. I also would like to say, yeah, it's just horrible to see what we saw today. Just horrific. I don't even want to think about the videos I've seen again. So the thing that biggest issue with this right now, I think, is our mental health crisis as a nation. And I think one thing that has been taking that and just making it super big is our social media addiction as a whole. And I don't see our social media companies doing anything to help people stay away from radicalized views. I don't see them taking down radicalized posts. You know, there's just no regulation on social media.
Let me ask you this, Jim.
We even saw that yesterday in our CBS News report. They're not regulating it for kids.
Let me ask you this, Jim. Do you think that it's mental health? Do you think that it's gun access? Or do you think it's both?
It's mental health. It starts with your mental health. It's definitely got to start with the mental health. And with starting our mental health, I think it's just social media addiction.
But let me ask you this, Jim, because I think it's a lot of different things. I don't think it's just one thing. And I'm not disputing the mental health. With regards to Charlie Kirk, we have no idea if this was a mental health issue at all because we don't know who the perpetrator was. So, like I think that we're always quick when we're defenders of guns, we're quick to jump on the mental health, when we don't even know the background of the people that are – I have no idea who they have as a person of interest.
Oh, I agree. No, I agree. I'm not saying it. What I'm saying, though, as a whole, if you're going out to shoot someone, though,
yeah,
all right, you're obviously in a pretty darn dark state of mind, right, Henry?
So for sure.
You can't say that if you're going out to shoot people, your mentality is pretty low. You got a pretty poor self-esteem.
Yeah, I believe that. And thanks to the phone call from Jim and Hastings, I think the thing about that, though, is – because I think it gets a little bit murky when we want to lump in all these shootings and say each one we start attaching it to mental health. Some people in our world, they know damn well what they're doing. And they're hell-bent on killing people. Naz Reid, Timberwolves basketball star, his sister was just killed by her boyfriend over the weekend. I don't know what his mental health state is. But I know what? He took somebody's life. When that should not have been the case. And now we have a family, a community, that is mourning their loved one being taken away from them. We look at robberies. Does that lump into the category of mental health, or is that just evildoers that are out to harm people? So I think it's a lot of things, and I'm not poo-pooing mental health. Mental health is an issue that we have to address. But with that being said, too, let's not withdraw dollars invested into mental health that politicians have taken out and said, no, we're not going to invest in this. We should look at all of the layers that impact and go into gun violence.
Yeah, I understand the mental health point of view. I totally do, because mental health and people's fragile psyches are a big part of unrest. I also think that you mentioned the word evil. I think we do need to consider that not everybody who has that issue, you know, is going out there, it has a mental health issue. A common thread are the firearms. I do think that it's not just the guns. It's not just mental health. It's a combo platter. It absolutely is.
All right. This from the text line. It's an interesting text from the 612. Henry, Trump became the voice of hate when he started running for president the first time. People said that they liked what he had to say. He quickly picked up on the hate and he continued to make it okay. We need a leader who is able to temper the hate felt by the MAGA people. I fear a civil war in the streets of this country. That from Pat and Stacy. Look, I will say this to Pat and Stacy. I think that Pat, that you're on the right road with regards to your commentary, because I do think that right now, when we talk about all this, and we talk about lowering the temperature, and we talk about having compassion and trying to bring people together, Trump's not that guy. Trump is not that guy to lower the temperature. He's not. He is not the leader that is capable of doing that. He is putting out statements. Right. He's putting out statements inciting anxiousness with people with regards to violence. When he puts out these true social things about Chicago and all of these different, like, I don't think that it helps. Another texter from the 612. I think it's Trump's fault. His rhetoric and being a bully doesn't help. I'm not going to sit here and put. Because Donald Trump did not tell whoever it was that shot and assassinated Charlie Kirk today to do that. There's no evidence of that. He hasn't helped us, though. We need somebody that is going to help us calm it down. It doesn't help when you have a person that won't pick up the phone and call the governor of our state when we had political assassinations here in Minnesota just months ago. 651-461-9226. Got to take a brief pause. Mike in Southwest Minnesota, I'll come back. You're first in line. Anybody else, we get to it next year on the Lake Show. All right, the text line from the 612. What I don't understand is, why is there such resistance to controlling access to guns? Yes, it's mental health. Yes, it's social media. But it's the guns and easy access to them that kill people. My understanding from the early news reports is that Charlie Kirk was literally talking about transgender shooters when he was shot, somehow implying perhaps that enunciation was caused by the transgender issue and not by guns. This makes no sense to me. Enough is enough on protecting access to guns. Civilized societies don't need this level of guns on the streets and in people's homes. And to the texter's point, which we were going to get to here, he literally was talking about, because that is one of the things that he's trying to prop up, was about transgender people. This was the conversation leading up to the shots.
This is it. Yes, no, here's it. Quite great. So do you know how many transgender Americans have been mass shooters over the last 10 years?
Too many.
Okay, now five is a lot, right? I'm gonna give you some credit. Do you know how many mass shooters there have been in America over the last 10 years?
Counting or not counting gang violence?
Great.
That was the conversation leading up to those shots ringing out, which, by the way, I have, because I have not wanted to stomach it and seeing the video, because I know people that have said that they saw. I don't want
to. I've seen it. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I just it's don't. Disgusting. I don't want to. Yeah, I just. it just bothers me to know. But to say that it's one thing, because it's not just a simple, it's just the guns. Like, I think that's the biggest thing, is the access. But if we're not going to be real about people and mental health, but this is the thing. What can you regulate? Can you regulate access to guns? Can you evaluate everybody with regards to mental health? I don't think that's possible. Let's take a phone call from Mike in Southwest Minnesota. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Henry. I think everybody's kind of forgetting how all this stuff starts. You got all the violence, everybody going around shooting this, doing that, doing this. Where were the parents? When you were growing up as a kid, if you come across like that, you wait till your dad gets home and you prayed like heck he'd forget. There was no punishment for any of these kids or these people doing them things. And the parents are afraid of the kids to punish them.
But Mike, I like, as somebody that's worked with kids when I was in education for a long time, what does this have to do with where the parents are, though? Like, we don't even know who the shooter was. Like, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Vance Belter, who shot the Hortmans, how old was he? Are we going to blame his parents?
Why wouldn't you?
How old is Mr. Belter? Why would I blame his parents? He's a grown man.
Right, but it all comes back from the parents.
Wait.
Your neighbor kid, what would have happened?
You can't do that. Let's be honest, Mike. When people go wrong in their lives, you cannot throw it all on the parents. We just can't do that. If I'm 51 and I go out and I'm out at a bar and I assault a woman at the bar and I get arrested for assault, how dare anybody blame my mom and dad for what I did as their child? Like, at some point in life, we have to be accountable for our actions. We just can't. I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you here. Do I think that good parenting is needed in the world? Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. We need good parents. We need good role models. But just like with Mr. Belter, who killed the Hortmans, I can't blame his parents, who I don't know who they are, for how things played out here this year.
How were they brought up? The kids brought up nowadays are different than when I was brought up.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you about Mr. Belter, who assassinated the Hortmans. How was he brought up?
Nobody knows his past.
No, wait. So I don't think it's fair for you to say that his parents should be the fall people for what happened when we don't know how he was raised. Like, that's something that I think it's fair that people look at it and say, well, maybe they didn't steer him the right way. But so let me ask you this. Do you think that everybody that does ridiculous and evil and bad things in society, it all falls back on how they were raised? I fundamentally disagree with that.
But, okay, let me ask you this. I don't know how old you are.
I'm 51.
I'm older than you. I'm about 10 years older than you.
Okay.
Now, if I were to go around town and vandalizing shit, oh, my God, you were brought up better than that.
Yes.
Where's your respect for that stuff? Now, if I go to the bar, like you said, and I assaulted somebody or whatever, okay, well, maybe it's mentality. No. Were you drinking? Well, yeah, shit, I got shit.
Hold on. Yeah. Mike, you got to stop cussing, man. You can't. Thanks for the phone call from Mike in Southwest Minnesota. You can't. This is not a podcast. This is live radio. You can't drop the S-bomb multiple times. I appreciate the conversation, the back and forth, and I appreciate you listening and calling in and being part of the conversation. But Mike, come on, man. This is not Joe Rogan.
My finger got a workout by hitting the dumb button. I'm like, dude.
This is not Joe Rogan, okay? But I don't know what the text line thinks about that, but I fundamentally, what do you think?
I mean,
we can't do that.
I mean, if you're a child, if you're a minor and something happened, you can say, what kind of influence did the parents have? When you are an adult, and
yes,
again, we have no idea who who the perpetrator is. But at some point, people have to be accountable and responsible. Now, maybe they had some bad parental influences, but ultimately, that decision falls on the individual that pulls the trigger.
Yeah. You can't look at somebody and their parents and what they did or didn't do for them earlier in their lives and upbringing and put that on them forever. That's just not appropriate. All right, we'll get back to this conversation. We'll continue to kind of track this throughout the evening. We're going to talk to Aaron Rupar coming up in 30 minutes. Sometimes in sports, we are focused on the wrong thing. I get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.